zerbrechen von, wie just dort, wie nismalo mein Sechelin, bin kenische loyo Sechel mit Chilas, in eisam me kenis gscherin, elo beish bere, aber nem so vada li boi, ki da brunon bimokim shohoyo behalach mit Chilo, ki da mo, und bimokim shohoyo behalach mit Chilo, mit Teir afuizim. Now, so it's clear, and even that's what everybody says in the Rashi, even though the Rashi doesn't say a thing, not one word, in explanation of the portion of the Mishneh of the Mayon and Mayon Shemim of Morty, the Sherobol of Mayon Shubi, Shodan Lik for the Taya Beishbi on Mayon Bahoshu. But, in view of what the Rashi says in the Kedesh, so it is self evident that the Rashi explains this Mishneh. That the Mayim Shemim of Mortim, Shehobol of Mayim Shuvi, Mayim Shemim of Mortim, the Shehobol of Mayim Shuvi, Shobel and Mikve, Litaya Beish Bere, Ulimayon Lehadbil Bey, Ulimayon Lehadbil Bey Beholshu. So what does it mean? Now here it says Beferesh, Shehobol of Mayim Shuvi. So he couldn't say that Shehobol means he just dug new channels. He says Shehobol Mayim Shuvi. So that means he dumped Mayim Shuvi into it. He said if he has we Shehobol Mayim Shuvi. But not like all the Shemi who say that Shehobol Mayim Shuvi means an abundance of water, but he means rubble of hazy polo. I mean, the Marif also explains it that way. So, shehobol of mayim shiubi, so in other words, just a mute of water, hazy polo. The Rashi doesn't say thing, but this is what he must mean is. Now, he couldn't say it means he just dug, because here it says explicitly, Shehobol of Mayim Shuv, Shehobol of Mayim Shuv. So, Shehobol Mikro Itaya Beish Bire, Umayim Lehadbil Bey Bichol Shuv. Alright, now we are finished. But now, Mishneches, the Mayim Hem, Mayim Muchi, שאין איתן בזכרים, ומייל מהם, מים חיים שאין פיו הם איזובים ועזוי הם צרוי הם אפשר איתן איתן איתן. מים מוכים, אם נסך הספור, לעם אלה נעמוכים, המלוכים והפשקים. זאת מצרוי, ומחתוס כול הקסיבו מים חיים. I just, before start the second period, I just want to go over the Rav Bat Nore and the mission of Nara.
Yes, I do want to get out of order, but I have a question. Yes. According to Raj, the character came Mr. Gimel, aren't we left with the seventh level?
According to Rashi, you don't
mean Raj. According to Raj.
Yeah.
Aren't we left with the seventh level?
Why seventh level?
Because now we have something that's Mayon. In original place, could be a Mayon by definition, but that it has to have a score to it. What?
Well, it's the same level, you see. Whether, you're going to get a difference, you see. Whether you dump Mayon shooting, a minimum of Mayon shooting, or you don't dump anything at all, you just manipulate the channels. That the channel should be extended, so it has the same meaning, you see. So it's the same level.
Thank you.
Mishnah Gimel. Shomisha Kenaro, the Rambam Noah. Shemimo of Zechalim, Yukim Sahabi, Kisharazesh, Shemabar of Life. People of Mayim Shubi, Achimim Shapov, and his Gadu and Kenis, Shemimo of Zechalim Shom. Hareu Mishahoyo, Harem Kenis, Halolo, Nitaru Zechalim. So the first shot in Ribolov means that he dumped an abundance of Mayim Shub. And as a result of that, the channels were extended. In other words, it extended lengthwise, widthwise. Harayu Koshihoyo, Hamikim Salolo, Mitaru Zechalim. Ubiholshu, Moihosh Koshihoyo, Bitril. Hoyo aman hamayon emet v'loyomim of Yisholim v'hobo of mayim shudim. So he explains Amy in the first shot and the other shot in the sense of still water. Still water. So in other words, when the Mishnah says first mayim shumosh kenado v'hobo, so it means if it, as a result of the dumping of the Mayon Shubim, it extended lengthwise and widthwise. But the Mayon in its original place was Zechal at the very outset. But the same text reference to the case where the Mayon at the very outset was still not Zechal. The Hoyo Mayon is Hoyo. And then he dumped Mayim Shubim. He misgadol Hamayon, Achimim of Mishcholi, Ilich Veilich Machmas Hamayim Shubim. He shodol Mayon, Hamikinis Halol Shamayim Mishcholi Ben. Shodol Mayon, Shemitarun Bichol Shehen. He shodol Mishche, Shemitarun Bizechlin, Elo Beishbere. Elo Beishbere. That's one pshat. Peu shachet, robo lo bim shichet, that's like the rash pshat. You see? Like the rash pshat. The robo lo bim shichet means he just dug. She hear chi pabrechis, sho yumei shchis mayim na mayon avu vi dilo. Hareyu ki moi shohoyo, yimokim sho yumei mo zechalim, kidim shahibu alim, dirchivom, sho mitaya bizechim. Min Hatzdodin in Nitaya Elo Beishbere. Bere. Like the Rash. Avon Lohoyu Bibob Zechlin, Elo Indim. Virobo Olo. Again, not ending any word. Virobo Olo Pshihil Chi Mikim Amidoso. Vim Shichei Shoso. Mikim Amidosei Zechlin. Ishova Le Mikve Nitaya Beishbere. Ve Nitaya Bezechlin. The Achad Yikam Kim Hamayon Einom Zeh. This is like the Rash Pshat. Now, according to the Rash, you see, the Rash doesn't say anything about say anything on this mission. But he couldn't mean, as I said before, that it means he didn't dump any words, because here it said explicitly, Visharobo of Mayim Shubim. But according to the Rash, Robo of Mayim Shubim doesn't mean an abundance of water. In the sense of what? Hey, Sipo of Mayim Shubim. So then, and as a result of the socket of Mayim Shubim of Big Shomim into the Mayon, so then So then it started to flow in new places. So then the chokol mikveh in the new places litaya beishveren ulmayo hadu kuchoshi. Because what difference does it make whether, according to the Rash Lomis, whether the running of water in new places is a result of digging or a result of dumping my water? So according to the Rash, when it says shovel mikveh litaya beishveren ulmayo hadu kuchoshi, so what does it mean? Oval of my machine means my mortar, not my rubin. My rubin. And it is referenced to the new places. So then it's not mitaya bezeichu in the new places. But the original place, inasmuch as the water that was dumped into it, is a mute water, so that's mitaya bezeichu. So it is referenced to the case to the new places. So according to the Rash, you see, it doesn't make any difference whether the result of the running of water, of the extension of the flow of water, is because of the digging or because of the dumping of fine water. So, in the original place, it's in Tayabezechle, in the new place, it's not in Tayabezechle. Right. Now, but in the original place, it certainly is in Tayabezechle. That goes without saying. In other words, that's the Mishneh, Pirkei Mishneh. Now again, let's turn to the Mishneh. Pirkei Mishneh. Hazechlin ki mayam anitim ki mikve. Heid rapsodik al hazechlin she obo anitim shim shere. Shim shere. Now, according to most Mishneh, so when rapsodik there's another Gilsa heid of Lezalat, I don't think any difference. But the Gilsa in our text is heid rapsodik. על הזיך ומשבו בו עמי. So according to most machine, when we say, we explain the Mishneh, the end of the first period in the Mishneh of Nadas, Sha'obol means he dumps Mayim Merubim, Mayim Shumim Merubim, Mayim Shumim Merubim. So it means it's shoving mikvah l'tayah b'shvirim but not b'zeichli the new places, but the original places. So it's mitayah b'zeichli even though the major water, the rov water, is the original mayim shuvim. So b'meile they are forced to say that when Tzodek said על הזיכרון שרוב על הנטפים שהם שירים, that it's entire בזיכרון, thus implying, but if the נטפים are more than the זיכרון, so then it's not entire בזיכרון, that it, the subject must have reference to the new channels, because the original channels, according to all these reshaping, so the Ram and the Raidet and the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rajibor, you know what I mean? So it is mitaya bezeichu in the original places where it was running before. It is mitaya bezeichu in spite of the fact that the mind makes it off. And here the tzaddik is made that only the zeichu is robo al netim. But if the netim are robo al zeichu, it's only mitaya bezeichu. So the Tzaddik must have referenced to the new channels. To the new channels. Mashenkein derash. I mean, and that is the shite of the Marich and the Rav Pinchas Halevi. Mashenkein derash and the Marich and the Rav Pinchas Halevi. So they say that even in the original place, that in the new places, so the Rav says, the Marik and Rav Pinchas Halevi says, even if he don't in mute of water, it's not intensive. And the Raj goes even one step further and says that even if he didn't dump anyone, he just dug. So in the new channels, it's not retired bizarrely. It's not retired bizarrely. So Mimele, he couldn't say that in the new channels, if the Zeichlin is more than an 8-feet, it's retired bizarrely. Because according to the Rash, in the new channels and new places, without dumping anyone, it's not mitayam zechel. And the Marik also says, even if you dump a mute of water, so in the new places it's not mitayam zechel. And here it says, ala zechelin sherobol anetvi, that it's kosher. So that means ala zichrin shehobo aneitrim, according to the Marich and according to the Rash, means if the zichrin is robo ala neitrim, so then in the original channel it's entirely there. But if the Neitvim are Robo Ala Zeichlin, then even in the original channels, it's not entirely the Zeichlin. Mashenki, the new channels, so even if the Zeichlin are Robo Ala Neitvim, the Marik and the Rash and the Rav Pinchas Halevi say that it's not entirely the Zeichlin. You see? These are the sheets. Now, the question, so we have to say that according to the Rash, when Rav Tzodik says, hey, the Tzodik ala zichlin shehobo anitim shem sherich, so it has reference to the original chance. So then, as long as the zichlin is more, it's a time zichlin. Even though there is a mute of nature. But the new channels. So then, even though the Zeichlin is involved in the new channels, it's still not entirely the Zeichlin. Because the schile, the running, the flow of water in the new channels is a result of the digging or a result of the dumping of the mute water, doesn't make any difference. So that means ala zeichlin shehobo aneitrim, so then it is kosher in the original channels. In the original channels. So Michael Mashmo. Bishleime, if we say like the Ran and the Raivit and the Rambam, in the Ramban and the Rashbo, that hey, the Rhapsodic, ala zeichlin shehobo aneitrim, means even the new places. So that's a chiddush, because one could argue the other way. If new places for water wasn't running before, and it's running as a result of the new water that was dumped, so maybe it's not terrible. But according to the Rash and the Marik, that ala zeichlin shehobo aneitrim has reference only to the original channels, the old places. The new places, so even though it's robo zeichlin ala aneitrim, so it's not the Tavzeh. So it is reference to the original channels. The original channels, Michael Michael, and if Chatzonik was not made, Chatzonik was made. Otherwise, it was a big chiddush. And if Chatzonik was not made, so what would I say? That even though the Zeichlin is more, as long as there is a mute of Pshomim, so it's not about the Zeichlin. That is, somebody will pour in a cup of water, you know, into a mayon, into a mayon, so it will not be Mitaya Zeichlin. So nobody in the world will be capable of being Mitaya Zeichlin, because, I mean, you have a guarantee, you have a Mashiach, who spends the day and night and make sure that no one dumps water into the mayor. So my commercial. So the Rashi asks that question. Look into the Rashi. Shenchir in the first line. Kaleima bischil anta. Kaleima bischile. Hoyo b'neitim yoti. V'yitzrich lash minon. Afu b'mokin shen ki b'itfile b'zeichim. Elohim kenetvin mashlimin lahem. In other words, suppose Yatim was here, and that Kaleh, it requires in order to be completely immersed in the water, it requires service. It's a very big Kaleh. Service. Now suppose the original mind, the original Mimayon was only 20s. And then 10 saw Mikshomim were dumped into it. So without the Mikshomim or the Mayimshulim that were dumped into it, there wouldn't be enough water to cover the cave. So we could say, since we have to resort to the tzil of the quantity of water that was done, Mimele, it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. So Kamashmala, yes. So that Kashe is only Shayach according to the Rashi. But according to the Ran, you see what the Ran said in Midori? Because the reason is why Rapsodic had to be made, it's a big chiddush, because Rapsodic has reference to the new channels, the old channels. So even if the Netvin are much more, so it's still Mitaya B'Zeichlin. But the new channels, so the new channels, if the Netvin are more, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. But if the Zeichlin are more, so it's inside. So that's the chiddush. So it doesn't have, the Ram doesn't have to resolve to these tarets. But the Rash has to resolve to these tarets. Fine. Okay. Now I just want to mention, I don't want to mention all the pshatim now, but I just want to mention, I mean, the Shita of the Ram. The Shita of the Ram. So, the Ram explains the Rambam and how Mishnah. In my lament, there are one here. So, according to the Ram, there are two. There is the pshat by the Ram, and by other Shin in the Rambam, and the two Shinis Mikas Mishnah in Kis Yosef in the Rambam. So according to the Ram, during that men, now the Ram is made it that the Rambam does not explain it to his God. He's aware. So he says, when my name had my own Shemim of Mortim, the Shehobu of my own Shubim, the Shobel the Mister in Tire Beish Beren, who the Mayon the Hadil Bey the Holshe. So what does it mean? It means that the Mishnah has reference to the new chance to according to the Ram Nidor, the Rambam's Pshat is the Milo Man. Now, in other words, it has the din of the mayon, it has the din of the mikveh. Bein mishpat hamikveh v'mayon. Yidmeh l'mayon, it's analogous to mayon, b'dovor in one respect, u'l'mikveh b'dovor. V'rohu l'onu sh'nivoy ha'kedem zeh mishpat ha'mayon v'mikveh. V'neima sh'amayon v'amayon ha'levim mitarim b'chol shuh. ואפילו היו הפוכס מעט השיר, מה שתיר בטויר. בדין שני שהמים הנזרים מהמיון, הייץ מהם מפהר וגם כן, בכל משתום בטויר. הנה שני המשפות מבין לאחד מהם, שהוא מתאר בכל שהוא, והשני שמתאר בזכר. ובמקווה ביוקים את המים בלות נזרים שני משפותים. אחד מהם שהוא מתאר את מהם לא נמסור, אלו במהם, so mit Pochis, und Masche hier Pochis mit sehen, mit Heirat nehmen, war Schemi am Main Manesum in meinem Chutzolo, in der Isra Schemi, o Seichlin, lo Yitao, vi Ono Yitao, vi Mokin Kua, im Lucha Main Bein, vi Yamdu, Kua Schemi Kua Shberen, vi Oma, in am Main Mertes Hamenis, im Hutzak im Main Schuli, wo ihr am Kubitz mit sehen, mit Heirat der Vollschuh, אבל המיון הדברים במיון שולים ומתאר אלו בהשברן כי מהמקווה אשר אי מיון אשר אי מיון בו now turn to the Mishnah of Nado in the פירוש המשנה of Nado Nagol hu balechayim rav aglayim dakit. Ibiye mayim viyiflumen hu gulis dakis. Vishopach mayim shulim. Biikar hamayon, achim. Biikar hamayon. So what does he emphasize? So the Ram, in the Rambam, in Shabbos, he says that the Rambam applies this mission of Nagol ha-reit mushoyo to the case where he don't the mind shuvim in the gume samay. So then it is areyut moishahoy. Ach mischas koyu adulis. We got magoroso. As a result of pouring the water into the gume samay, ki mishpatele hagulis ki mayon. Hoyo me mayon helove. Omnom im hoyo me a mayon shakti nochim ואחר שופך עליהם מים שאובים עד שגוברו ויוגרו מהם אפיקים, הנה אלה אפיקים משותפים דיניהם כמוי המים בדובר וכמי המפיק. So in other words, there is the ratio of the Mishnah Mabo and the Sefer of the Mishnah Mabo. So the Pashtus Loshon of the Rambam in the Mishnah Mabo is that the ratio has reference to a mayon in which the water was flowing water. Mayon Zeichon. Mayon Zeichon. And then he poured water into the Gubasamayon. And that extended, the flow of water into new channels. So then the halacha is that it's kmoi shahoyo, that it is kmoi shahoyo. So he says, Yishopach mayim shuvim biik ha-mayon achim biik ha-mayon, the main place of the mayon, that means the gumas ha-mayon achim ischasku eilu ha-gumes v'godlo ha-goroson kini mishpat eilu ha-gumes ki mayon hoyu me-mayon heilel bahem. So hoyu me-mayon heilel bahem. So it has a din of mayon, it's mitaya bezeichoin. Omno mim hoyo meyad mayon sheiktin nochun vahashofach alim mayim shuvim achigobru viyogru mehem afikin hine ila afikin mishutofim dineyem. And it's mashma, and that's the way the Rishonim assume, that if originally the water in the mayon was still water, not flowing water, and it changed into flowing water as a result of the dumping, of the bichonim. So then, even in the original place, it's not tayabzeir. It's not mitayabzeir, but If originally the water was sacred in the mayon, and then he poured into the gumo, and then he poured into the guma samayon, so then in the original place it's the time zechun, but in the new channels it's not the time zechun. Stop time zechun. So in other words, according to the Ran's shot in the Rashpo, in the Ramban's shot in the Ramban, so there are two situations where it's not entire bizarre. One situation is when he dumps it not in the Guma Samayim, but he dumps it in the Hemsha Hamayim, not in the Guma Samayim. So then it's not the Taya Bezeichon. Even though the water in the Mayon was a thing in the very outside. But since he dumped the water in the Hemshah HaMayim, some mele, it's not Mitayab Zeichon. And another situation where it's not Tayab Zeichon is if the water in the Mayon was still at the outset. So then it's not Tayab Zeichon, even if he dumped it in the Gosma.
All right.
Now.
What if he dumps it in the original
in the Hemshech or in the Gumma?
In the Gumma.
In the Gumma, yeah. And the water was the Da'awit Zezekhli.
Yeah.
The water was the Da'awit Zezekhli. Yeah. So then it's in Pirates.
Even in the extended part? Where it extends, it goes.
Yeah, we'll soon see. I mean, we'll soon see. In the Ram. But the Ram don't says. There's a lot of confusion. Even in the original places where water was running before, but since the Neitvim are more than the Zechlin, so it's not entirely Zechlin. If the dumping took place in the Meshechan, but if the dumping took place in the Guma Samayon, so then in the original places it's entire Bezekhlin in spite of the fact the Neitvim are more. But then he says Uf ze asye nimda di shmuel ki pashto di ramay mitar in Bezekhlin afil ben tzahanor in mokim shorim halo vidi tfilo elo prospi in dishra gubat uf ichfima shepirashti vimaylo uf ze hodim machim viti sette bin Yisrachi ulo Yisrachi between the original places and the new places, nearly the arrival of Biguma Samayim Koye. That will hoche, kol sherobu neitvim, eim mitayir alo bimokim shorim ahalet mitchilose, alo bimokim shem Yisrachim, eim mitayir alo bifim. So the Ram, and that's the shita of the Rambam, in the Rashbo, in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, even if he dumped the Mayim Merumim, the Mikshomim, in the Guma Samayim, it's only Mitayav Zechlin in the original, in the old places. But in the new channels, it's not Mitayav Zechlin. If the Neitvim Amor, and if he didn't dump in the Gume, but in the Meshach Hamayon, so then it's not the Tayyar B'Zechlin, even in the old places. That's the Shite of the Ram and the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ramban. But the Shite, the first Loshim, because of Mishnah, and because Yosef, I say the first Loshim because that two Mishnah is Mishnah, and because Yosef. The first Loshim of the Gesef Mishneh and of the Yosef is that the Rambam doesn't pass like the Tisefte, that there is a distinction between the original channels and the new channels. Because the Rambam holds that in view of the fact that Talmud Mishneh doesn't mention such a distinction, that Talmud Mishneh is Chilek and Tisefte. So, according to the Gesef Mishnes, Bes Yosef, first Loshin, so Mishnes Rambam means that as long as you don't the water in the Gumas HaMayon, so then it's entire Bezeichlin, even in the new place. Not like according to that. So your question is stolen that part. Now let's see the Loshin HaRambam. Shochin al gabi kelim she'in lehem b'iskibu idin shulchon b'sapso v'chayitz ben harei ze kimikve. No, I'm sorry. That's how I do it. Mayon she'oyu amis ketanois m'shochis m'menu v'robo olo mayon she'urim m'sech ha'mayon עד שגופו המים שבעמויס וישוטפו הרים כמיון לכל דבר. היו מימי המיון אין דין ואין הוא נמשוכי. ורוב עולות מים עד שמושכו ממנו עמס המים, הרי המים שמשוכים שובו ממקווה לטייר באשברן בלבד וישובו ממים לטייר חוב. Very obscure, but anyway. I'm not going to read Bes Yosef because Bes Yosef is much longer, is more marich, but it's the same to Pshat, except that in his Mishneh, he says in Bikitzer, Bes Yosef is marich, so there is no purpose. Right. Look in his Mishneh. שום מים שמישה כנעבו, דיבו לו במשיך הרי ומשהוי, ואין מדברים לו במשיך שום מילית אותה בשביל מים עד וכל שם, ופרש המישה נזו מבריע, ופרש המישה זו מבריע בדין רבים, כי כך פרש ראש, אבל הרי בקוס הפרעים כי מים בכל זאת. אבל האחרון תספר ומתאי בזה כבר לעצמוקים שהוא יוכל הלאה בתחלוסי. So the Ram says that the Rambam is made it to that descent. But his mission is still the Rabbeinu v'Orosh v'Chilku v'Mokim sh'Yozichu v'Mitchilos v'Mokim sh'Nisrachim nirali she'in v'Orshim da'hit yisef t'kli d'amasuch v'Nirli d'Binayim. So according to his mission is pshat in the Rambam we don't pass the line of descent. In Dibri, so in other words, so what is the difference? The difference is whether he dumps the water in the Gumas HaMayon or he dumps the water in the Hemshech HaMayon. If he dumps the water in the Gumas HaMayon, so even though the Netfim are more, so then it's entirely exactly in all channels. Even the new chance. But if he dumps it in the Hemshech HaMayim, then it needs to know more or stop the Tayyab Zechli even in the old chance. Then another situation. If the water in the Mayan was still water. Was still water. And then he dumped Mayan Shuri, Meruli. And as a result of the dumping of the Mishon Meruli, so he converted into Mayan Zehwe. So then it's not the Pai of the Zehwe, even in the ocean. So there are two situations where it's not the Pai of the Zehwe. If the native Amor, one situation is where the dumping took place in the Hemshech HaMayon, and the other situation is where the dumping took place in a Mayon that had still water, even if it was dumped in the Gumasim. He says, alright. So we did a Ran Mashmash Rabbeinu say there, the Aloche Kahit Sefer. Now here in the Chazoko is the rubble of Mayim Shulim Liseich HaMayim. Why does he emphasize Liseich HaMayim? He means Gumas HaMayim. דווקא ששום מכשיר שמימו ומבטרים כל המים הבוים עליהם Havohiva mikve meshach ha-mayim limato, not in the gumas ha-mayim. Im robu neitzno lo, nifsum nintayra b'zechon. Im robu shulim lo, nifsum nintayra apiru b'shberen. Dichiven yirubi shiurim, havalei kilu kurishim. Kurishim. So I mean, what is chizah from that? שאי מחוסה בריבו לו מים שום מסך המים משמע דבוגו לסרגו מסך המים דווקא מים וכי נראה מבור בפירוש המישן שכוסה פה מסליסים ומים שום מישן כמעט לא ריבו לו ששופך מים שובים ביקרה מים וכי נכוס פרם בפשיטוס שדעס רבי רבי זה דעס רבי אבל כושר לי שמאחר שבי המים מתאים בכל שהוא אך הוא מצליח בין ויגורו ממקווה שיש לי בלעבור מסו וכי ממקווה שיש לי בלעבור מסו אך הוא נופלו אוף כל מים שובים שבאילום לא יפסלו כועדים למים הנסחול מן המים לכך נראה לי דולתך המים שכוסף קרנו ועיקר המים כמו שהמשנה לא יעדו מס המים דווקא כהן ובמים אנו שוכם וניקרו מן המים נם משייך עומד נבור הנו משנה בשיח המים ועיקר המים ויאפשר שכוסף הנו לימוד תהיך את דיבה המים שובים מחוץ למים הניקרים מהמים ונספשתו השירובים ונוגו במים הניקרים מהמים יכול כהידבנה אפילו נגים בגום הסמיון עצמי לא נזבטו במי המים. This is the second motion in the Mishnah. And the second motion, in the Mishnah. But all the Mishnah, agree with the first motion in the Mishnah. Because according to the first motion in the Mishnah, there is a distinction between the case where he dumps the water in the Gumas HaMayim or in the Hemshech HaMayim. So when does it become, when is it Mitayah B'Zechlin only if he dumps it in the Gumas HaMayim? If he dumps it in the Gumas HaMayim, but if he dumps it in the Meshech HaMayim, then it's not Mitayah B'Zechlin. Not Mitayah B'Zechlin. But the second motion is which he says, that he, according to Rambam, doesn't make it any difference whether he dumps it in the Gumas HaMayim or in the Hemshech HaMayim. Even if he dumps it in the Hemshech HaMayim, it's still entirely there. As long as originally the water was zichlin in the Mayim, but when does the Rambam say that he chovel in mikveh? How does the Rambam explain this Mishnah at the end of the first period? Shomer mikveh, ribo of mayim shuvim, shomer mikveh l'tayra b'yeshbira, u'limayim l'tayra b'chol shuv, when the dumping took place away from the mayim. Well, water wasn't in one. Now, here is the mayim. This high is the mayim. That's the limit of the mayim, of the flow of water. Then he dumped mayim shuvim here. So mayim ruim shuvim away from the mayim. As a result of the dumping, so the two waters united. So in other words, so then they united. So then it is since the dumping took place away from the mayim. Away from the mayon, so mele it's not mitaya. So it's not mitaya b'zeh. But if the dumping took place in the mayon itself, even if it took place in the hemshech hamayon, not in the gumas hamayon, so it becomes bottled to the mayon and it's mitaya b'zeh. Becomes bottled. So on this pshat, this mishnah is a yochet, because all the Rishonim say that according to the Rambam, when is it mitayah b'zeichlin only when he dumped the water in the gumas hamayim? In the gumas hamayim. But if he dumped the water in the hemshech hamayim, so then it's not mitayah b'zeichlin. According to the Kesef Mishnes and the Bes Yosef, second washing, even if you dunk the water in the Hemshah HaMayim, it's still Nitayav Zechlin. And when is it not Nitayav Zechlin? The Mishneh, at the end of the first period, Rubble of Manushubim. So it's showing Mikra Nitayav Zechlin. Will the Mayim be kosher if you dunk the water away from the Mayim? That is the limit of the Mayim. And you dunk the water here. Then, after you dunk the water here, so this water started to flow this way, and this, the Mayim Shulim that you dunked, started to flow this way, and they combined and united into one water. So then, since the dumping was away from the Mayim, so melee, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. But the Mishneh is a yochid in explaining the Rambam that way. Because Mishneh is a yochid in explaining the Rambam that way, that even if you dump the water in the Hemshach HaMayim, it's still entirely liquid. And he's also a yochid in saying that the Rambam doesn't pass like the Sefer. Because all the other Rishonim say that the Rambam does pass like the Tisek. Like the Tisek. By finishing the first pair. But then he has a topic whether he was stable or not. Or, let's say, he was stable, but there is a topic where there was a volume saw. So that's his topic in the eyes. Some melee. Or shnei kvoyes, echot yeh be a volume saw. Ve echot shein be. Tomo bechamem in yedei beitmen tomo. Sveiki tom. Deikik Abrachaskose, Ubicheskas, Tumil. Now the next mission. Mikveshinim dat, Vinim Tsochosel, Koltaresh and Aso al Gabo from Afreya, Vinish, Sayochi, Vinish, Sarabim, Tmei. So if a mikve was in that, let's say, in Iski. And it had them so. At 50 soles, and then people continued using the mikveh. Then in Tishrei, it was mended again, and it turned out to have only 30 soles. Now we don't know when this diminution took place, whether it took place immediately after the original midday in Nisan, or the diminution took place just a little while before the second midday in Tishrei was made. So the halacha is that kol taresh nasa al gabo from mafreya bein yeshus hayochid bein yeshus harabim mismeis Now the Gemara at the beginning of Yidah explains it. So, on what basis? Bishleime b'shus hayochid. Sofik tume b'shus hayochid is speaking. but Bishus Rabbi, so Sofik Tumen Bishus, Bishus Rabbi is really Toya. So why should it be Toya? The answer is, here it's not considered like Sofik. Here it's considered like Vada. Why is it considered like Vada? Because of the aloha of Tartal Reis. Because now, this person, or the Taris, or the king, what do you mean Taris Naslagam? You don't put Echon in the Trumor, you know, in the Mikveh. What that means, Keli, that became Tomei. So you're taking the Mikveh, and you're Mishtamish Trumor in those Keli. If the Mikveh had been so at the time of the Tilas Keli, so then the Tares HaToya, the tumor that was mishtamish, that was handled in that Kele, is alright. If it was Choser at the time of the Tila of the Kele, so Mele, the Kele did not become Toya, then the Echol tumor came in contact with the Kele, so it itself became Tom. So the Shaila is, whether the Kele became Toya as a result of the immersion in the Mikveh, or did not become Toya. But originally, it was Tome the Kele. So it has a Cheskas Tome. Or the Shaila is the Gavre, you see. So, with the Gavre had the Cheskas Tome. The Shaila is, when he was Tevel in Iyar, in Sidon, in Tamus, in Ob, in Elo, was Tevel in the Mikveh Shleimo, or was it Tevel in Mikveh Chaser? So from the point of view of the Cheskas Tome of the Gavre, or the Cheskas Tome of the Kele, we should say, since it had a status quo of Tome, that the status quo of Tome continued, unless it is determined that the Tome terminated as a result of an immersion in a good Mikveh. But we don't know that. So, from the point of view of the Cheskas Tome of the Gavre and the Cheskas Tome of the Kele, we should say that the Tume was not for him. But then there is a Chazoke Kineget that is in conflict between the Cheskas Tome of the Gavre and the Cheskas Tome of the Kele. And that is the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh, because the Mikveh was measured in Nissen and it turned out to be Shleim of 50 saw. Now the question is, in Iyar, in Sidon, in Tammuz, in Ob, in El, until the 5th of Tishrei, when another measurement was made. So, was it already Chaser or became Chaser in the morning of the 5th of Tishrei? So, from the point of view of the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh, so we should say, since in Nissan it was Shleim, so in Iyar, in Sidon, in Tammuz, in Ob, in Elul, it was Shleim. Now it's Chaser, so in Tishrei it became Chaser. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. Cheskas Tume of the Gavre, or Cheskas Tume of the Kele on one hand, and Kineged that is the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh. Now, the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh has a Reyesel Panim, because right now it's certainly Chaser. The Cheskas Tume of the Gavre has no Reyesel Panim. So let's start the Reyesel. First of all, we have one Reyesel in the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh, because now it's Chaser Panim. And then we have another reyse in the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh because of the Cheskas Tume of the Gavre, the Cheskas Tume of the Kele. So that's called Tartar Reyes. But what it means, when we have a conflict between two Chazokes, and one Chazok came, so the status quo was already changed. The question is, did it change this morning, or did it change in Isniyat? But it's Surah Lefaneinu that has a human car. And the other Hazoket, the Haskastuma of the Gavre, the Haskastuma of the Kele, was not Surah Lefaneinu. So the Hazoket, the status quo, that is not Surah Lefaneinu, is prevails over the Hazoket that is Surah Lefaneinu. That's the Aloha of Tato Beis. So Mikesh and Imda. נימ תוחסה קופרה של סרגם ומרפיה ואם יש יוח משרגם יחי הממו אמרו נתום לחמוע אמרו נתום לקלו ופתישאי ונתום לרבונון אם נוכל לכם נתמאים שאתם מה שנתמאים בו וישלו במים שובים וישנוח של סחוסו ישאי ונחמו וישנוח ויש ואו ושש עוד מים שובים יורד ביפי וספק טובה ויורד ביפי וספק טובה וספק לא יטובה ואפילו טובה וספק יפי אפילו וספק אין בי או שני מקוויז אחד איש ואפוים סוף ואחות אין בי תבוא באחד מנידי אביז מטום על סווי גיטויה סווי גיטויה אקורית את המקם even though he started to raise so he applied the concept of that to raise only לגבי סווי כדרייס but לגבי סווי כדרבונון we do not apply the law of that to raise Kadisi, what did it say?
It's okay.
Kadisi, alright. Kadisi, you didn't have to give me that. שרבי סעים מהכל דבר שהוא בחסק הסכונה ואין לו מוצאו לזה עד שהיא בודה שטועה אבל צפייקי ליטמי וליטמי טועה אבל צפייקי ליטמי וליטמי כי הוא סוף הכי יכול נוח מפני הוא לא יאכל הרי סעיק ליטמי הוא יבד היו אכל לפני סוף יקנוגע בגיקה של תרומו סוף יקלו נוגע הרי סעיק ליטמי אני מתאי הרגעי דין כאן חסק סתומי But where the Sophic is, where we know that the Kele was coming, the God was coming, and the Shaila is, whether he became Nikar as a result of the immersion in the Mikveh, because the Mikveh had no result, or he didn't become Nikar. So inasmuch as there is a Chaskastuma of the Gavre, Chaskastuma of the Gavre, so Mele, even by Tumi de Rabbono, So it's Svekita, according to Rabbis. And according to Rekame, even Sveki Litame Ulitame, in some number of times, the contrary. If originally the Gavre was Tome and the Sophites were that it became Nita, so even the Tumi de Rabbono, So he stumbled. Now, here the Mishnah says, I'm finishing now in a minute. Here the Mishnah says, V'yorak mitveh. Sofik tovah, sofik loy tovah. He would talk about Sophic Yesh B'Avoyim So Sophic Ein Bei. So, in Tisves,
Shir Zayin in Mekka'os. By the way, Rosh Hashiva Chof Tes Teves Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, January 22nd,
1985, on Tuesday. I mentioned one thing. We have to be sure they are. So, Mikra Shemina Vimut of Hosea, Kol Tarish and Asfal Gabo from Atkara, Ben Yishtar, 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 כי נוחה לך לפני ומשו שמח לפני ובורי שגרו בבימיים שובים איתי ביקי נתום להיתום לרבון ושנופו הרבה שבערו בשליש לא בבימיים שובים Yoratlipe, Sofik Toba, Sofik Loi Toba, Afilu Toba, Sofik Ishbe Abonso, Sofik Ishbe Abonso. So in other words, if let's say he was Tomei, he took me the Rabbon, and he went down to the Teveil, but he had Sofik. Whether he was Teveil or was not Teveil. Or Afilu Toba, Sofik Ishbe Abonso, Sofik Ishbe. So so it's Likud. So he says, the Rav says, Afilu Toba, the Hashti Iketadel Vez, Shemo Litovo Plav, Afilu Toba, Shemo Kidem Tfilon Ischaseya, Afilu Hochetz Vigitor. So according to the Rav's Pshat, Reb Meir, the Tanikame, is so makel by Tumi de Rabbon that even if there is a Svek Sveike, Lehachmir, so he's still makel. A Svek Sveike. Because, first of all, it's possible, there is a possibility that he didn't even go down to the table. He just intended to go down to the Mikri. But then he forgot to go down the Mikri. Assuming that he did go down to the mikveh, maybe it was already less at the time of the immersion, there was less than him saw. So you have his vexvikel achmir. So even in such a case, so the Tanakami is making. Even in such a case, the Tanakami is making. That's a big word. Now, Tesis, in Erev, that from the hail of days mentions today. The first days, Sophic Loitaba, Fuel Topa, Shem Yeshbe, Sophic Yeshbe, Amram Sor, Sophic Ebe. Hachsvek sveike nokat mishin vibuze viseite. Da'atul hoche vitu mekal etoya. Just like the Rav's pshat. The mitzvah miforesh di ei kotone. Va'afilu tovah haine oyshe tovah. But if there is a svek sveike, then it's lechumre. Even according to the kami. In other words. So the first lashon teiches in Arab is like the Rav's pshat. And the other pshat is that it's oyoy koton, in other words, he was nitmo bitumo kalon, tumi rabon, and yorat lidve, sofik tovah, sofik loy tovah. Oy, another case, we know he was stable, but sofik yeshbe abon, so sofik imbe. So it's still toy. Mashein came, if there is a svek seiki, where he doesn't know whether he went down to the table. And assuming that he did, maybe there was less than him saw, so then he stole it. Because there is a svek svek lahachmir, according to the Ritzvah. But the first lashon in Teisves is like the Rav Mivadim Batnav. I wanted to point that out. Alright, now the Rashi. Sveiki tomei, deive, deike, gave, yeches kastume. So in other words, that the Aloch Eved Gimor is three dimensions of Tatar Reyese. What does it mean Tatar Reyese? Because on one hand, we have two chazokes that are in conflict with each other. On one hand, we have the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh. In Nisim, they were made in the Mikveh, and the Mikveh had 50 saw. And then people kept on being Teveil, and being Madvin Kalim. After Nisim, Mir, and Sidney, Tamos, and Og, now, in Tishrei, on the 5th of Tishrei, the Midian Aram Yidin was found to be hostile. The question is, all the tefillahs of the Odom and of the Kelim intervening between Nisan and Tishrei, were these done in the Mikveh Shleimo or the Mikveh Chaser? So on one hand, from the point of view of the Chazot and Mikore of Shleimo, since Nisan it was Shleimo, we should say that it was Shleimo year and city in Tammuz. No. Now on the 5th of Tishrei it's Chaser. So this morning it became Chaser. That we could say. On the other hand, the Gavra of the Kehle has a Cheskas Tume. The question is whether the Tume was Poka as a result of an immersion in the Mikra Shleimo. So we should say, we should be Magnit and Chazoke, that since he was Tome originally, that the Tume remained, unless it is verified that it was Poka. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. So which Chazoke prevails? So this is the Aloha Tafel of Eisek. Because insofar as the Chesheshleim of the Mikvah is concerned, so there are two reyeses in that Chazok. One reyese is the fact that it's Chaseh Olifanemet. It already was Nishtam. The status quo was already changed. The question is, when did it change? Did it change today on the 5th of Tishrei? Or it changed, and let's say, on the 1st of Nisan in the afternoon, after the first Midian was made. But it's Chaseh Olifanemo, it's one reyesi. And the other reyesi in the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikveh is the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra or of the Kehle. So it's Tarte the reyesi. So in other words, you could say that the Pshat is, whenever there is a conflict between two chazokes, and one chazoke is chaser olpanim, the other chazoke is not chaser olpanim. So the chazoke that is not chaser olpanim, that was not definitely a change, so prevails. Here there is a conflict between the chazestum of the gavre, and that is not chaser olpanim. That was not Nishtam. They don't know whether the tomb was broken out. And then, on the other hand, there is the Chaskashim of Mikveh, and that is Hu Alufaneinu. So the Chazoke that is not Hu Alufaneinu prevails over the Chazoke that is Hu Alufaneinu. Rabbi Kveiger in the Chuvas, I think it's Chuvas Zion, he explains it a little differently. He explains it on the basis of Chazoke Dehashi, because we know in Dushin Bapayin Tes, Bapayin Tes and Medale. So the Mora says, Itma, Kicho, Dio, Yerech, Kicho, Atmo, Dio. Now in Aaron, so the father can be Mikabel Dushin, but in digress, the father cannot be Mikabisha. So suppose it's the last day. Now when does a girl usually become a digress? 6 months after Naus. So suppose on the last day of the 6 month, so the father was Mikabel Dushin, and she was Mikabel Dushin by herself, by the Vegas. Now it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and she has the Simone Barus. But the question is, at 9 o'clock in the morning, when the father was Mikabel Dushin, did she already have the Simone Barus then? Or then she didn't have the Simone Barus as yet? If she had this many Bagus then, so the father couldn't be Mikabel Dushin. If she did not have this many Bagus, she was still now, so the father was able to Mikabel Dushin. So maybe the Dushin that she was Mikabel was ineffective. Kavomar Harei Bikras Lepanein. Harei Bikras Lepanein. Since right now she's a Bikras, so in Mele we assume that in the morning she was also a Bikras. He was also a Bikras. Shmuel Omar Chayshinom Lidush Eshmuel. Now let's see the Rashi. Harei Bikras Lepanein. Kedushah of Dushan, the Lord shall appeal. Chalshinon Likdushe Shneir. Likdushe Shneir. Shemok Shekichorov Narrow is of Kidu Dushan. So the Mora says, Imas, Ile the Visayr Shin Shor, the Homin of Rabba Rebeir of the Nino, Hashtu the Boko, Allah Hashisho, the Homin the Shmuel, Chalshin the Shishneir, Vama Shmuel in Narrow for Barbos of Russian Rabb, וצריך לקודש בהיים ולמשל קישו. רב אמר, הרי בייגרס לפנינו, נגחשת בייגרס בצפון, אמר בייגרס, ושמול אמר, חשת הוא דאי ססימון. שרה שסייש. בקודש בהיים ולמשל קישו, תביא את בייקר, בי בערב, בהיים הזה יתחס כשתיפיר. נגחשת בייגרס בצפון, אמר בייגרס. כל הימים בחזקה שיטות, חזקה שיטות. So רב קלייה says in true design, in other words, that the reason of Tartar Reyesi is because we see here that Rav says that we go was a chazoke de hash. We go was chazoke dash. Like this, if there is a conflict between chazoke nikor and chazoke dehashte, so of course we rely on chazoke nikor. But in this case, she's already a big vessel for nature. So the chazoke nikor of chazkas naus definitely changed. The question is, when did it change? Did it change only at 4 p.m. or it changed early in the morning, before 9 a.m. in the morning? So since the Chazoket Mikore already changed, and the question is, when did it change? So then we go Bosa Chazoket, so that's how we go Bosa Chazoket the Hash. So Mele, he explains, Rabbeya explains, the Aloha of Tatar Reyese. Because in this case it's chaser on the faneo. And the question is, in here, the city in towns, no, was it chaser or not? Since the chazoket mikor already changed. The chazoket mikor already changed. So in Mele, we go bosa chazoket mikor changed. So we go bosa chazoket hash. So we go bosa chazoket. That's how Rabbi Kriya explained it. But it does not have to be explained that way. I mean, we can explain it on the basis that there is a conflict between two chazokes. Between two chazokes, two chazokes in Mikores. One chazok in Mikore is a chazok in Mikore of Chazkastum of the Gavre, and the other is the Chazkas, the Chazkashrim of the Mikre. The Chazkashrim of the Mikre is Zuro of an Engel. And the question is, when did it change? The chazkastum of the gavre was not to go with anenu. So mele the chazoke mikore that was not to go with anenu prevails over the chazoke mikore that was pura with anenu. I wanted to mention that Rabbeya explains that a little bit. Okay, thank you. All right, Tzvi Tomi Larash, the Ikit Abba Chazkastum. Ditusot, amir lo amurim, bitum el amurim, abu bitum el talo, shenitmo bo batume din tamose min atao, tumo kalo di rabon, bitum el zumi di besefri, litam yodo, ginohal, chotzir pras, mitvorim dmei, ulshosor vis mashkin dmei, vado vishi berubi, tuom mishkinosa doorem, tuom bifirikame di shabbos, ואפילו טוב על קלימה, יש ביסוף קלימה, יש אימא ביסוף כתוב על בעבור מסור שאולי מפול פנים, ומי צריך עושה? ואם הוא יהיה לי משספיר או לשאולי, So, Sveikitoy, if it involves a tumid rabbi, so Sveikitoy, Hachsta Mishner and Meiri, the maker of the tumid rabbi, will fail from Av and Polk and Hoche, the Rameir and Rameir. The Biesi Mitame, Vafilu Bitumid Rabbonon, Machmir, Mishun Nigabre Beches Kastum. So Rabbi Yitzi holds that even if the tumme is in tumme de rabbonon, so it's also a chumra, because gavri is becheskas tumme. But Rabbeisi is only mitame where there is a cheskas tumme of the gavri. So, but if the sofik is litame or litame, So then, the question is whether something became tamei. So Rabbi Yisrael is made it in the rabbanon liboli kule. If the gavra or the keli is definitely, and the question is what the tumet poka is the result of an immersion in a proper mikveh. So then Rabbi Yisrael says because of the cheskas tumet of the gavra of the keli, so it's the chumra even by tumet rabbanon. But if the shaila is whether it became tummy or not, so then we go with kula by the rabbon. Rab Yisi mitame, but between the rabbon machmir, ish migav and cheskasum. Tanim disert. Mikveh shenim dadu mitzochoser kol tarash nasal gabo bein shemikveh zeh b'rshus ha-yochi bein shemikveh zeh b'rshus ha-rabi b'mei yislim ha-freya repshim rinei b'rshus ha-yochi teinim b'rshus ha-rabi m'toye oma repshim emai zeh b'nguho shal diskes b'yad ne shenim dedo b'mitzochaseyo bo yerab tarp mitayir b'rab kib mitanei Omar Abtaafen, that's Gimora in Dushin also. Omar Abtaafen, Hoyu Mikveze, Bechaz Kastare Weyne, Leilo Mu Bitaroze, Yachin Voda Hashem Itmo. Omar Abaki, Hoyu Bitaroze, Bechaz Kastare Weyne, Leilo Mu Bitaroze, Yachin Voda Loch Shetoe. So what does it mean? That this whole din of Tatar Reyese, this whole din of Tatar Reyese, so of course we pass like that. But there is a machlikes between Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva. So according to Rab Tarfon, we don't say Tarfon Reyes is Historia. On the contrary, Historia. And Rab Akiva says that it's Tarfon. Right. Omer Rab Tarfon. Now, you should know this from the Shrit in the Tarfon. אומר הפתר, ללמוז את אימא למי שאולי מלגה והמזבח הוא מקריף וידע שהוא בנגרושי ובן חלוצה שהבידוס הקשר so הפתר says in the case of מידל שאיר דל מוצא חוסה so he should be toyer כותר של עשר גבו should be toyer why? Because it should be analogous to the case of Oyeimit al-Gaba Mizbeach U'makri v'nida shu ben Gush ben Chutze Shabu Yosek Sheo Omer Rab Akiva Numoze Deine Limu Shoyeimit U'makri v'al-Gaba Mizbeach V'nida shu ba'mum Shabu Yosek Sul So in other words, Rab Tarfon learns it out from ben Gush ben Chutze Taloch is that ben Gush ben Chutze Ben Gush or Ben Chutzo, so then by Ben Gush or Ben Chutzo, so if he was doing the Aveide, and then it turned out that he was a Ben Gush or Ben Chutzo, a Cholo, so the Aveide is Kshiro. Afilu Chum Shebeit Yotze. So Mele, here too, by Mikveh Shnei Limtzo Choser, so so-called Tarish and Asa al Gavo, so should be kosher. And that's his Atal. And Akiva says, no, the Moshe Deinu and Mishayim, the Makar Gamizbiyach, Nidhe Shul Balmum, Shavidosi Psuo. Omer Atal, Mata Makishim Balmum, Balmum Makishim Gush Pachutso. Nidhe Nidhe Ime, Nidhe Balmum, Nidhe Balmum, Nidhe Balmum, Gush Pachutso, Nidhe Gush Pachutso. Omer Akiva, Nidhe Psuo Ibaatmi, Balmum Psuo Ibaatmi, Balichi Abim Gush Pachutso, Shinitzu Maachirim. Nidhe Psuo Ibiyochi, Balmum Psuo Ibiyochi. Weil ich hier bin, wo ich mich nicht zu überbesen, nicht nur mit dem Mur, aber der Tal von der Tidak, der ist ein Kopf, der ist ein Heim. So in der Ende, Rab Kive, Rab Tal, kann es sich nicht Rab Akiv. Viele waren nun zu über Jochen, mit Duschen, wie viele Gehme, die Kinder, die waren nun zu über Jochen, die waren. Na, so this is a very strange Gemara. And this was in Duschen, raises the question against this Gemara. I mean, how can Rav Tarfon learn it out from Binkushim Lechutzo? Binkushim Lechutzo, the halacha is that if somebody who was considered a kid has been doing the aveda for years, and then Eidi verified in Bezdin that he's a chol. So even though we know that he's a chol, so still the Avedi is kosher. But Ligabi Mikvesh Nidad Nimsa Chosa. Suppose two Eidim would. Two Eidim. Why two Eidim? I mean, even more. Yachon and Nisim, all right. Suppose it will become verified. Eidim will come to Bezdin and will say that on Nisim, let's say, an hour after the original Midide, they made him at the Midide secretly, you know. They went in. And they found that an hour later there was already a chosah. Would there be any question that all the tares that were Nasa al-Kabbos would be made? The shaila is because we don't know. So how can the Tav learn out from the Kushim and Chutzo when there is a special Zerasa Kosel that even if we know that he was at the Kushim and Chutzo, so the Aved is Kshim? So I mean, it's on the surface it doesn't even make sense. That's the discussion in Yishu. So how can Rav Tarfon make an analogy between Ben Grusho and Mikveh Shenimdat? By Mikveh Shenimdat, the shaila is in evidence whether it was Chaser or it was Shleim or in Yasin Tamus Olamel. But if we verified, if we had ascertained that it was Chaser, then certainly all the Tares are Tmeis, you see, and the Gavres are Tmei. But Pagikush Mechutzo, even if we know that he was a chol, so that they discuss. So what's the shaila? Veinari, Vitartiki, Tlige Vitarish Nasa Ogabo from Afreya, Marozo Moshazok and Mikri, Marozo Moshazok and Odom, Uvishalini Yachison and Mikri and Afreya, Uvigenami Mikri Shtabobo Kim, Yogabed and Boeing, Vidu Shoyamik Hosakin Matrile. Tav ni makshir avid and vide the Arab in Kushna Chutz and Roko ya Moshe Teisu says that there is a double machlekes between Rav Talfman and Rav Akiva. One machlekes between Rav Talfman and Rav Akiva is in the case of evidence where we don't know whether it was a shleimo or it was a chaseo. So we have a conflict between chazokes, two chazokes. On one hand, the cheska shleimo, from the perspective of the cheska shleimo, we should say, kotash nasa al gabo, aksheres, because in Nisni it was shleimo, in Nia it was also shleimo. Now it's chaseos, now on the 5th of Tishrei it's chaseos. But until the 5th of Tishrei, we can assume that the status quo continued. On the other hand, we have the chazoke of the chazkastim of the gabo, the king. Originally they are tome. And the question is, was the tome poka as a result of an immersion in a mikveh? So a talafen holds that the chazkashlema of the mikveh prevails over the chazkastim of the gabo of the keli. And Rabbi Akiva says the reverse, that the cheskas tome or the gabre or the keli prevails over the cheskas shleima of the mikveh. That's one machlokes. Then there's another machlokes. Suppose a kohen was tame, and then he was stable himself in the mikveh. After he was stable himself in the mikveh, he did have it. And then it was ascertained that at the time of his filling the mikveh was a chaseo. The mikveh was